نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of Islamic governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the first sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the revolutionary nature of the Holy Quran, that it is what is keeping the whole Islamic movement alive, and it is what is creating that awareness regarding the direction that Muslims need to go. And that is basically a very important aspect of a strong movement, a strong social and a religious movement. And we talked about the fact that the Quran, therefore, is a book that can be understood by people, at least that those aspects of the Quran that are a reminder, that are a source of guidance in different spheres, in different times. And therefore, it cannot be a book that, for example, majority of it cannot be understood. Otherwise, it would not be a book of guidance. And all those explanations that we gave in the past. Another thing that we want to discuss about, inshallah, today is the fact that the Quran is a book of pondering. That means a book that we need to ponder and think about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various verses says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ, that why don't they ponder upon the verses of the Quran? Inshallah, we shall discuss about this aspect in the coming segments.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only expects us to understand the verses of the Quran, but He also expects us to ponder upon the verses of the Quran and to go deep into the verses of the Quran, to break the shell of the apparent meaning and try to extract deeper meanings from it. So, if a person, you know, is able to understand Islam and understand the different statements of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam well, then if he enters into the Quran, of course he will get more depth, and that will cause him to love the Quran even more. But of course, that doesn't mean one who has not studied the narrations in a deep manner and is not an expert in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam cannot ponder on the verses of the Quran. This is untrue. Of course, he can also ponder. Of course, his pondering will not be so deep and strong as the one who has read the narrations in depth. So what happens when a person ponders is that when a person goes deep and tries to understand the various aspects of that verse of the Quran, he will get to know things that would not be directly from the apparent of the verse, but certain aspects that can be the result of a certain level of deliberation, and therefore that person kind of personalizes that verse in his private life, in his personal atmosphere, and therefore that verse becomes something very, very, you can say, alive in his life. This is the way a person needs to ponder. Now, so what are the conditions of tadabbur or pondering on the verses of the Quran? The condition is that you should be able to read Arabic at least, or understand Arabic, if not be an Arab completely. Understand the Arabic parts of the verse or have certain level of understanding on the translations such that you know that it is what the Arabic part of the Quran is saying. So a little bit of Arabic is needed, and also a little bit of understanding of the teachings of Islam. If a person has some general understanding, general necessary understanding of Islam, and together with that is able to understand the Arabic part of the Quran, that is enough for him to be able to ponder and do tadabbur.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You will see, if a person understands a little bit of a certain amount of Arabic and also is able to have some general understanding about Islam, he is in a position to be able to connect with the Quran and to go deep into certain verses of the Quran. This is something that is quite clear, from the verses of the Quran. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني. If you look at this verse of the Quran, the apparent is very clear. It says that certainly I am Allah, and there is no God but Him. Therefore, worship me. But if you have a little bit of understanding of Arabic, and if you have a little bit understanding of the teachings of Islam, you can extract so many practical lessons from this verse that Allah is that name of God that has got all the beautiful names are there. Or Allah is the one, because He has all the beautiful names with Him, therefore He deserves to be worshipped. And therefore there is no other one who is worshipped apart from Him, because He is the source of all perfections. And whoever is in awe with the perfection, he is actually in awe with God. You see? So this type of depth of understanding in these verses comes as a result of understanding the Arabic and understanding a little bit of Islam. And then you can take it personally in your life and say that, am I in awe with things? Do I love perfection? If you love perfection but you have not loved God, means you have not understood that God is the source of perfection, you see. So these types of pondering on the verses of the Quran give life to a person, and therefore it is something that is open to all. And everyone can take this step if they have the baseline, but of course they need to also be closely in touch with scholars, with ulama, with other people who are learned, so that they can always update and upgrade themselves in their understanding of these verses. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the tawfiq to make use of the verses of the Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد
زاما ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه